Good afternoon and welcome to LLC Chat, the Language Learning Center's podcast on issues related to world languages and cultures from the perspective of students, faculty, and community members. It is my distinct pleasure to kick off our new series, Where Are They Now? ODU World Languages and Cultures Alumni. I'm your host, Kelsey, and I come to you live from the Department of World Languages and Cultures at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, I'm joined today by our guest, Zach Fitzpatrick, who is a PhD candidate studying German at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Would you please introduce yourself with a brief background? Where are you from? Where you live now? Your interests? Tell us about yourself.
Yes, so I'm originally from Chesapeake, and I currently live in Chicago, and as you said, I attend UIC. And some of my interests, I enjoy listening to music, watching films, social media like Instagram, and reading as well. I think that's about it.
Do you read a lot in German?
I do. I would say I watch more films in German just because film is one of my key interests. But yeah, I just finished an audiobook in German, actually. It was for free through Spotify, and it was a really interesting book about anti-racism in Germany.
That's really cool. Do you remember the title, by chance?
Yes. So it's Was weiße Menschen über Rassismus nicht hören wollen, aber wissen sollten. And that means what white people don't want to hear about racism, but should know about it.
Oh, that's really good.
It was, yeah. It was really informative, and it was very in-depth. It covered a lot of different topics, but it was also very clear. So I feel like, this is the time now where, fortunately, people are more open to these conversations, I feel. But I think the author, she's a journalist. She did a really good job of tackling it from a perspective that I think, you know, some people who might feel a little resistant to talking about these things, hopefully they would be a little more open to that after reading or listening to the audio book.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so my second question for you, what did you study at ODU and when did you graduate? Did you have a study abroad experience? If so, what was it like?
Yes. So I actually did a double major at ODU in international studies and German. And I would say I focused a little more on the German side of things. And I did a study abroad in Stuttgart in 2011. I was there for about 5 months, kind of in between the spring semester at ODU and through the summer. So I was there for 5 months. I did an intensive language course, where we met for a few hours a day, a couple times a week. And obviously it was all in German, and there were students from all over the world there. I met some great friends from Brazil, from Finland, a few people from other parts of the US as well, Turkey. So it was a great experience, and definitely improved my German, which is great. And after that, after my undergrad, I also had another abroad experience, not studying per se, but I was a Fulbright English teaching assistant in Germany. So I got to go to, it's called a Gymnasium, which is a German academic high school, but it's a range of different grades. So it's actually from fifth grade up until basically what is 13th grade, because they actually go a little longer than we do in the US. So I had the opportunity to work with English teachers there at all different levels. And I did things for different teachers. You know, some used me kind of just as a dictionary, or, you know, just kind of a quick cultural reference, that kind of thing. But I did also get to teach some lessons or some, you know, mini lessons sometimes for other teachers. And yeah, overall, it was a really, really interesting experience. And then of course I got to live in Germany for 10 months. And so my German improved even more. I was more independent this time. And yeah, just living life in Germany and Koblenz. It was really cool.
Complete immersion is always like the best way to
definitely
for language acquisition. So would you describe for us your current graduate program of studies, your plans for your future career? What's grad school like?
Yes. So I am in my final year of the PhD program, and I've just been awarded a Mellon CES fellowship. CES stands for Council of European Studies. And it's a fellowship for me to complete my dissertation this year. And I'm working on a dissertation on Asian German film representation. I got interested in this topic because I am half Filipino, and I've always been looking for, you know, some kind of way to connect my experience as an Asian American or my Filipino heritage with, you know, my interest in German, which I've had the interest in German since I was five, because my family lived in Germany. We were stationed there. So yeah, this is a topic that has not been explored that much. And if it has been explored, it's just, you know, maybe a journal article here or one book chapter there, but certainly no, more concentrated focus on this topic. So it's something that I'm really interested in. And in general, I definitely want to pursue being a German professor. I've found that I really enjoy teaching. And also, as we discussed before the interview, it is a time where people are, I think, more aware now of these issues of diversity and equity and inclusion, and particularly within the field of German. There's some great initiatives right now. There's one called the DDGC. It's Diversity and Decolonizing the German Curriculum. So I'm really excited to be hopefully joining next year, you know, my colleagues, and continuing to expand what it means to teach German. And as far as what graduate school is like, it's a big question, but I'll try to break it down into a few different parts. So I would say compared to undergrad, it's a different workload. So it's a lot less written homework and a lot more reading. So it depends on the courses that you're taking, but I mean, it's definitely plausible that you might have to read a novel for one class, you know, a novel a week. Or if you're taking multiple courses, then two novels a week, something like that. But having said that, I would say that it's also possible to focus on the things that you're more interested in grad school. Obviously, there's, you know, a general curriculum, and, you know, you do have to do the required readings, but eventually you'll get to a point where you can focus on the topics that most interest you. And eventually you'll become an expert yourself, and you make this transition from being, you know, student or graduate student to becoming a peer to those in your field, which is a really exciting thing. I've kind of been slowly making that transition this past year, I think. Two colleagues and I just released what we called the Asian German Filmography. And it was this online resource that we did of basically listing 50 films that had to do with Asian German topics. And it was mostly feature films, but a few documentaries as well. And then we provided some secondary literature recommendations as well. So if after people have seen the film, they can also look up some articles to learn more about it or to gain more context. And it was really exciting because, as far as we know, there hasn't been anything like that before. And then also grad school, you know, depending on your experience, but teaching might also be a big part of it. So I started off as a teaching assistant in my first year, and it was a scary time at first. It was a little overwhelming, but fortunately, you know, I had some of that teaching experience from my Fulbright year, and now I've come to really enjoy teaching. So yeah, grad school is, there are a lot of different moving parts. And I think part of the challenge actually is finding that balance between your coursework and, you know, research, finding research that you're interested in, but also the teaching responsibilities.
How would you say that the World Languages and Cultures program at ODU best prepared you for graduate school?
So I was very fortunate that the classes at ODU, the German classes that I took, were conducted completely in German. So again, the immersion technique is very effective. So even if you don't get a chance to study abroad, hopefully the language courses, the language and culture courses that you take are, you know, in the target language as much as possible. So that was an advantage for me when I studied abroad and went abroad for the Fulbright year, because I had much less of a language struggle. I would say it was also helpful that we did do, you know, readings. We read novels, we read, you know, dramas. So getting to read some literature in the target language and being able to discuss it, that's an exciting thing. And then finally, I took a film course, which ultimately influenced one of my key interests in German. So I took the course in probably 2010. And it's something, it's an interest that is still with me today in 2021. So
that's fantastic. I also took a film class for my French undergraduate studies and just reaffirmed, yep, this is what I want to do.
Yes.
I definitely want to go to grad school for this language. So what advice would you offer current ODU students studying world languages and cultures?
I would say that it's important to try to participate in any extra activities outside the classroom. I understand that in this past year that's probably been difficult, but at the same time, I imagine that there have been, you know, more opportunities for connection over Zoom and things like that. But let's say before the pandemic, back when I was at ODU, I remember as a department, we went to the Narrow a few times and we watched, you know, some German films that were screening there. And I had the opportunity to go to an undergrad German conference one time in Pennsylvania with two of my classmates. So we actually got to fly to Pennsylvania and then we were there for a conference over the weekend. And, you know, that was my first kind of real academic experience. And that was really fun. And then, of course, study abroad, as we mentioned. Study abroad if you're learning a world language, I think, is key. And then beyond those, you know, activities outside of the classroom, I think it's just important to make connections with your professors. You know, make an impression, talk to them after class, ask for help. They are busy people, but they're also there to help you. And they love to, you know, help you hone your interests and, you know, come up with research topics, things that actually interest you. And of course, professors are also the people who are your mentors. These are the people who will write recommendation letters for you. These are people who might be important connections or sources of networking later on in your career, whether it's publications or, you know, collaborating on some kind of project. So these are things that you, if you do continue in graduate studies, these are things that you'll you know, continue working on. So it's good to get started on that in your undergrad if possible.
Absolutely. Thank you for that response. So on a more personal level, what does it mean for you to study German or to study a world language in general?
Yeah, so I had the experience in a different country before I was even able to speak the language. So as I briefly mentioned, I was 5 years old when our family moved to Germany and we were stationed there for 3 years. And we did live in a German village, which was super exciting, but I did still attend an American school, a school on an Air Force base. So unfortunately, I did not learn German, officially in the American school there. I picked up on, random phrases here and there, of course. So I understand the discomfort of, not being able to be understood in certain instances, but I think I learned as a kid that is also okay, and that is just a realistic experience that many people have to go through if they're in, another country where they don't speak your first language. And then of course there are the joys of the successful communication in that second language when you learn the language. So I started learning German officially, in the classroom setting in high school. I think in my junior year, I started learning German, and then I enjoyed it so much, and it felt like kind of a, like some kind of gateway to some childhood experiences, reliving those. And then I was so excited about that I continued learning at ODU, and then I enjoyed it so much. And then, here I am today, learning German in a graduate program. And I would also say that learning a world language has also just taught me that learning a language it's a perpetual process of learning, and I'll never, 100% understand this language. There is always more to learn. There's always, slang being developed or just new developments in the language. Right now, there are some really interesting developments going on in German, probably in other languages as well, but in German as far as gender inclusive language. So, just being more aware of different gender identities. And because German is a gendered language where, there's masculine, feminine, and even a third gender neuter in German, just how you express different diverse gender identities when you have these constructs of the language. So that has been something that's been really interesting to kind of track.
It's really interesting that you say that. The same kind of thing is happening in French. Trying to find more inclusive ways to refer to people, because like German, French is also gendered with, mm-hmm. but they don't have a neuter, it's just masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. So they're introducing into the language some non-binary pronouns, which is fantastic. As humans, we're moving forward and trying to be more accepting and understanding. So it's really interesting that you said that.
Yeah, absolutely. And even beyond gender, just like I said, I'm half Filipino. And through my research, I've learned a lot about the Asian German community, and it's just really exciting to be able to access a different diasporic Asian community because I know German. So, and of course there are certain parallels to the Asian American experience, but there's also a lot of, nuances and different demographics and different things that that they're interested in. So just to be able to interact with and also learn from the Asian German community as well through, just because of this language is also something that I value a lot.
Is there anything else that you would like for our listeners to know?
Yeah, so I would say one takeaway from this would just be to be open to your long-term and career plans evolving and adjusting, just because we never know what's going to happen. I mean, especially this past year with the pandemic. But I'll say that after my Fulbright year, it was a great experience, but I also didn't think that I wanted to teach after that year, or at least teach at the high school level. But then I pursued grad school, and I was teaching in my first year, and after the first semester, I knew that it was something that I could see myself doing in the future. And I can confidently say now that after 6 years of teaching experience at the university level, that it is definitely something that I want to pursue. So yeah, just be open to things changing and evolving. We never know what life is going to throw at us, but yeah, just being open to that.
Well, thank you, Zach. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm very grateful for you sharing your viewpoints and advice. So again, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be in touch with ODU again.
Hello, listeners. I wanted to give a special thanks to Kishibashi for allowing us to play his song, Marigolds, in our podcast. Check him out on your preferred music listening platform. I also want to thank each of you, our listeners, for tuning into our podcast and for showing an interest in world languages and cultures. Happy listening! I wish that I had met you.